There's already millions and millions of eyeballs going to Amazon every single day. The problem with that though, is how am I going to make sales? If I didn't have Shopify and I just had Amazon, I'd be like sitting back like, it was like holidaying like all the time. If you're prepared to put up with the frustration of dealing with Amazon's bullshit, then great, go and do it. How much is it gonna cost me to set up my business in Amazon compared to setting up my business in Shopify? It's definitely more expensive setting up your business in Shopify. That's why today I'm voting as the number one way to start your business online. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Hey guys, welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. My name is Matthew Fraser, and in today's episode, we're gonna talk about and go into detail about Amazon versus Ecom. What are the differences? What are the differences in fees? Which one's the best? And I'm going to break it all down because guess what, guys? I've been selling on Amazon and e-commerce now for at least 7 years or so, give or take. And I can tell you intimately from my experience, what are the benefits and what are the cons with each platform? Let's start with the biggest one of all, Amazon. This is probably the one platform that a lot of people will look to go into, particularly if they're trying to break, like what I was, trying to break out of like the 9-to-5 or looking for a second source of income. The Amazon platform seems to be, or it's sold as, a very easy platform to get into. And from that perspective, yes, it is pretty easy to get into. Now you've even got Amazon in Australia. So if you were previously concerned that you didn't want to operate in a foreign country, which can be daunting for a lot of people. You know, in the biggest one, of course, is Amazon USA, where Amazon started. And I can understand the people being a little bit scared of the unknown. Yeah, because do you need to have an LLC, which is a limited liability company in Australia, or can you operate your Australian country or your Australian entity in the USA? And so these are all the questions that people come up with. So the good thing for people in Australia is that you can actually sell straight into the Australian Amazon platform pretty easily. Obviously, you can use your PTY LTD company if you decide to go that route, or you could just be a sole trader and operate under your own name and just have your own ABN and GST registration. So here's the thing. Amazon is powerful. There are millions and millions of people coming to the Amazon marketplace every single day. When you're starting out in this journey of finding a product, and let's say you've now found your unique product, let's just call it a yoga mat. You're now going to send that yoga mat into Amazon. And let's even say it's in Australia. You're going to send it down to Amazon Australia, and Amazon is going to store that product for you in their warehouse. That's the first advantage. Their warehouse is going to handle it. But the thing to think about is, how am I going to make sales? Right? How many eyeballs am I going to get onto that? Now, with Amazon, the great thing is that there's already millions and millions of eyeballs going to Amazon every single day. So you don't have to worry about finding people from within the internet to come to your product listing. You're on Amazon, there's already people looking for yoga mats. The problem with that though, is that if you're starting out from scratch and you're sending in your yoga mat, if your listing is not optimized, what does optimization mean? Does it have the right keywords? Does it have the right bullet points? Does it have the right title? Does it have the right price? Does it have the right pictures? It's got to have all that. And then you're going to hope that people find your listing. Because as you can appreciate, you're probably not going to be the only person selling yoga mats on Amazon unless you've got something unique. Maybe it's a color that they don't sell, hot pink or something. So you need to be found now on Amazon. So the good news is they've got millions of people coming to Amazon every single day. But then the downside is you've now got to show up within Amazon. But you can do that. You can actually pay for what's called PPC, pay per click, which means that you might advertise for a keyword called yoga mats. So when someone types in yoga mats into the search bar within Amazon, your listing, your product shows up to the consumer. And then you've got the best chance now of making a sale. So that's one of the advantages and I guess a disadvantage within that platform. The advantage though with Amazon is that they're going to handle the whole process for you. So that means that once you send it into the Amazon warehouse, FBA, fulfilled by Amazon, Amazon is going to pick, pack, and ship that product to the customer without you doing a single thing. I often joke right now to some of my clients about how easy Amazon is. Because I have Amazon and Shopify. I swear, if I didn't have Shopify and I just had Amazon, I'd be like sitting back like, it was like holidaying like all the time. Because most of the work, all I have to worry about is getting my products into the Amazon warehouse. That's pretty much it. And then after that, I just have to worry about making the sales, making sure the money's coming into my bank account like every single week. So those are certainly some of the advantages of having an Amazon based business is it is much easier than a e-commerce / Shopify store, okay? Now, let's talk about some of the downsides though with Amazon. And there are lots of downsides. I hate to say it because you know I'm a big fan of Amazon. I've made millions of dollars out of Amazon, but it does come with its negatives. First thing is that Amazon controls you. You're not autonomous, okay? Although you like the fact that you don't have to do any work once you send the product into Amazon warehouse, there's a whole bunch of metrics and regulations and rules and this and that Amazon makes you adhere to. And it can be very, very daunting. Let me give you an example of something that happened to a friend of mine recently. She had a product on Amazon that was I think it was like some sort of a recyclable bag, okay? Like a shopping bag. And in her listing, she wrote no pesticides. That's right, no pesticides, right? Thinking, great, people want to know that this has no pesticides, right? And there's no sort of chemicals. And for that reason though, the Amazon system picked up that word and then shut her listing down because the system thought that she did have chemicals and pesticides. You see how stupid it is? Now you think, okay, you know, poor Amazon, we're gonna give them a bit of a benefit of the doubt. We're just gonna call them up and resolve this problem. You know, it'll be all fixed up. No. You're dealing with a lot of people who aren't based in the US. They're basically scattered all over the world. So one, they don't really know you. They don't know the Amazon system certainly as a seller. They just pay to sit there and pretty much give generic answers. But you're going to call them up. You're going to tell them your problem. And this is what happened with my friend. Ultimately, it took 6 months. 6 months where her listing was shut down completely, no sales. And you can imagine if you've just started out and you've spent all this money, most people might spend $10,000, $20,000 on inventory. That's just sitting in the warehouse now doing nothing. And you're not making sales. It is very, very disheartening. So she went through 6 months of hell trying backwards and forwards via email, explaining that I don't have any chemicals in the product. I'm saying it doesn't have it. Oh, but our system said, the system's flagged it. It's got chemicals. No, it doesn't have chemicals. Fuck's sake. That's what it gets like. It can be very, very frustrating. So I would say if you're prepared to put up with the frustration of dealing with Amazon's bullshit, then great, go and do it. Like I said, in hindsight, and I've been through a lot of bullshit with Amazon over the years, but I've still made millions of dollars. So you just got to know that going into the marketplace, you're going to go through some shit, okay? You're probably going to get suspended for whatever reason. It could be customer returns rate is too high, you know? If you have too many people sending the product back to Amazon, then you get a red flag and then they can shut your listing down and then you have to write this whole report as to what you're going to do to help prevent it and the customer's always right and you're going to do this and bend over backwards to fix it. And it's just a whole bunch of crap. Now, but that they make you do it though. That's the thing. You're forced to do it. And it's certainly one thing that I really, really hate about Amazon. So you don't have full control. But on the flip side of the coin, let's talk about Shopify or e-commerce, right? Most people use Shopify. E-commerce is really just a general name for anything online that is commerce, like business related. But we're going to talk about Shopify, which is your own website and your own product. Now that is more in your favor because you don't have a big brother looking down on you, making sure that your return rate's not too high and this, that, and the other, okay? So you can kind of just do pretty much what you want. There are some parameters that you must operate within. So for example, Shopify won't let you sell certain types of products, like illegal products. You couldn't sell firearms, for example, on Shopify. You couldn't sell porn-related products on Shopify. But if you want to sell healthcare products, if you want to sell t-shirts, mugs, caps, you know, whatever, that would be no problem. Okay, so, but the downside with though is you've got to do a lot more work. Okay, so you've got to spend a lot more time creating the website. With Amazon, you're just putting up some photos. It's got a template there and it's pretty basic because you can only put up so much within Amazon platform. But your website, you can change the colors. You can have different displays and settings and how many different pages you want. So there's kind of like more to think about when creating your own Shopify website. And you've also got to worry about, and this is probably the really, really big one, you've got to worry about where is your customer coming from? How are you getting traffic? Okay, traffic is people coming from within the internet space universe, and how are they now finding your website? Because you can't just put a website up and just think, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to put my website up and people are just going to start buying. No, they're not. They're not going to just buy it. They've got to find your website. So how do you get found? We're going to do search engine optimization, which is keywords, etc., in your Shopify store, so that when someone types in Google yoga mats, your page hopefully, or your shop hopefully shows up. But second to that, you're most likely going to have to use paid traffic. What is paid traffic? It means that you've got to pay to get the customer to come to your store. So that would be things like Google, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all these types of social media and search engine platforms to drive traffic to your page. The other thing you could do though, and this is something that's probably not really spoken about, is use affiliates. What is an affiliate? An affiliate is someone who helps promote your product and only makes a commission if they help make a sale on your website. And you know what? Even Amazon has an affiliate program. You're like, what? Amazon has an affiliate program? Yes, that's right. You probably don't even know about that. Amazon will actually pay you money if you send someone to Amazon. So where does that kind of fit in? Let me just touch on that for a second. Let's say you have a content site. A content site is just a website that is about information. And let's say that information is about yoga mats. You could actually have a business where you don't even own your own brand or your own yoga mat. Your content site simply has information about yoga mats, the best yoga mat to use, how to use them, maybe different types of positions, Pilates and things like this when using your yoga mat. And you might have a section on your content site that demonstrates the different types of yoga mats. Now, when someone clicks on that yoga mat and it takes them to Amazon, and then they buy it through Amazon, Amazon's going to pay you a commission. Wow, isn't that incredible? And guess what else? When the customer gets to Amazon, let's say they also buy a yoga mat and they buy a pair of sneakers and like a saucepan and some cutlery, Amazon is going to pay you a commission on everything. How freaking good is that? So now I've just eliminated the whole fact you don't even need an inventory anymore, right? You can just promote other people's products. So that's what you're going to do, but on like a content site. So I kind of digress there a little bit, but that's just another way for you to make money through an e-commerce / content site. Probably hadn't even thought about it. Hey, happy to help. So I've just talked about some of the positives with Shopify, meaning you have more control over your website. And the other thing to note is that you've actually got more, because what's happening here is you're actually gathering customer data. This is something that's so, so important. When you gather customer data, emails, phone numbers, and names, addresses, and things like that, that now adds to the value of the business. What do you mean? Yes, people probably don't even think of that. With Amazon, that's a downside with Amazon. You don't get to know the name of your customer or their email address. You can't market to them. You can't come up with a new product and then just email that customer. Amazon just doesn't allow it, because in Amazon's eyes, it's an Amazon customer, not your customer. But when you have a Shopify or e-commerce store, it's your customer. You've paid to get the customer there. You've collected their details and then sold them something. So now you own that customer, which means that in the future, if you come up with a new colored yoga mat, you can now market to your email list. And guess what? Marketing to an email list is absolutely free. So now what's going to happen is as you build out your customer database, your cost to acquire or the cost to make a sale is now diminishing because you can now continually market to customers who have already purchased from you, and hopefully they love and trust you and love your product, that they'll come back and buy more. And that can be the power and the advantages of owning a Shopify / e-commerce store. You know, Matt, you've just told us about all the great things about Shopify. We get to have this big database and potentially our business is now worth more money. Should we go and sell that business with our Shopify store and our big fat database? Because that's what people pay. They actually pay for the database. But what are the downsides with owning a Shopify store? Well, I can tell you, it's a lot of work. A lot of work. Because now, not only do you have to design the whole Shopify website for your store, you've got to come up with a lot more assets, meaning pictures and text and things like that. You've also got to come up with a way to acquire the customer. So there's more work in that. Sounds easy to say, oh, just do some Facebook ads. Yeah, okay, well, who's going to do the Facebook ads? You. Now you've got to go learn how to do Facebook ads, unless you outsource it. But guess what? That costs money too. So there's those extra expenses. And probably the main one that people maybe don't think about is, unlike Amazon, who's going to manage the customer, including most of the customer service, with Shopify, you're now going to have to manage the customer service. So now either you do it yourself, which is going to be very, very tedious, and you're not going to want to do it because you've got to be on the computer all the time, or you've got to outsource it to a customer service agency, or you've got to hire people. So now you're back to hiring your own VAs, virtual assistants, whether they be in Australia or Philippines or America. And so it's just another layer of work that you've now got to have to think about. But ultimately, if you want to get all that system working, then it can certainly be a really good way to sell your product. Because the other thing to think about, guys, is some products are suited to Amazon, and I would say that some products are not suited for Amazon. Now, what would be a product that is not suited for Amazon? Well, I'll give you a good example. A friend of mine sells toilets, and it's like a camping outdoor kind of toilet, and it has these unique bagging system. They're quite costly. I think they're in the vicinity of $2,500 to maybe $4,000 a hit. That type of product is not suited for Amazon. That is going to be the perfect product suited for its own website, like a Shopify store, and drive traffic and create its own market. Because the thing about Amazon too is you've got to think about is returns, right? I don't want to be in the situation where I've just sent out, or the Amazon customers bought the toilet, let's say it's sold there. They receive that product, they use it one time, and they don't like it. They're going to send this used toilet, or what's left of it anyway, back to Amazon. No way. Do you think you're going to be able to resell that? No. So now you've got basically a product that, let's say it's even cost you like $1,500 in cost price, that you're now going to have to put in the bin. Now, and you're going to say, well, Matt, why do they do that? Because Amazon is all about the consumer, and they offer a really simple return mechanism. Now, for those of you who are listening in Australia, we have a different psychology. We're not the sort of people that just return things willy-nilly. It's very, very low return rate. Unlike in America, in their psyche, they return freaking everything, right? So they will literally buy things just to test it out. And then if they don't like it, they send it back. And all of that eats away at your profit margin. And the reason why they can easily do this is because Amazon makes it so simple in America to return it. So unlike in Australia, so when we use the postal system, we have to take things. So let's say you're returning a product, okay? You've got to package it back up into the package, you put the label on it. You've now got to drive to the post office to actually ship it back. In America, guess what? In case you're not familiar, they simply just deliver it at the front door and the postman comes and collects it. That's how simple it is. So that's why there's so many more returns to think about in your processes when you're dealing with Amazon in the US. So very, very different to Australia. So guys, you're probably thinking, ultimately, out of all of the things that I've just spoken about, of the pros and the cons with Amazon and Shopify, and I'm sure there's more that I haven't gone into super depth today. I'm going to talk to you though about the costs, because that's one thing that always comes up. But Matthew, how much is it going to cost me to set up my business in Amazon compared to setting up my business in Shopify? And I can say to you, it's definitely more expensive setting up your business in Shopify. Because if you're not familiar with setting up on the Shopify platform, you're gonna have to hire someone to do that. Unlike Amazon, honestly, it's so simple. It's just a template, just drop the pictures in, put the text in, and you're essentially done. Shopify, way more detail, you need way more expertise. And the other thing to think about too is that if you're gonna have to have a fulfillment center. Now, unless you're shipping your products out of your garage, which means that when the order comes through, you're literally like packing it into a package and taking it to the post. The other difference to that is you've actually got them in a fulfillment center and it's automatically being sent out, okay? But then you're now gonna have to figure out how to be a computer genius. And I'm sure you can figure it out if you just go to YouTube, like how to integrate Shopify into your fulfillment company, system. So that when the Shopify order comes through, it automatically sends some details to your fulfillment company and ships out. Now, then you've got to have a system that sends an email to the customer to make sure that they know they've received the order's coming out, and then they've received the order, and this is a whole bunch of more details. So it's way more costly to set up in a Shopify store compared to an Amazon store. Amazon, $30 to $50 a month in a fee. Shopify is going to be potentially no money down on the subscription of the software, but it may cost you much more in the setup of the platform itself. Like I said before, setting up the fulfillment and even setting up the website in itself. So while we're talking about the money side and comparing the differences, another thing to think about is how much commission is Amazon going to take for the advantage of having my product in their FBA warehouse. And guess what? It's 15%. So if you're selling something for $100, Amazon is going to take 15% commission straight off the top. That's the first thing. But then you're gonna have to pay for Amazon fulfillment, storage, probably returns, potentially repacking, potentially disposal. So there's a lot of ongoing costs that can happen with Amazon. Compared to Shopify, you don't have to pay for any commission because it's your sale. Shopify is not taking a commission. You're already paying potentially. There are different scales within Amazon, different scales of Shopify store, being from free store to like $100 a month, and it just keeps going up from there. And the more you pay per month, the less you pay in merchant fee. Because with Shopify, they integrate their own merchant facility, which means that it's a system that enables you to make a, or the consumer to make a payment. And then after so many days, Shopify will simply deposit your money into your bank account rather than leaving it within the Shopify store, if that makes sense. But the more you pay per month with Shopify, so if you get really, really big like what I did, I had stores all over the world. Ultimately, they gave me a better deal on the merchant fee. And that's another whole rabbit hole in itself, because there's all different things I can talk about with merchant fees. So ultimately, you've got more startup cost with Shopify, but potentially less ongoing fees, but less startup cost with Amazon, but they're definitely going to take fees, including the 15% per annum. So definitely something to think about. But ultimately, when it's all said and done, I always say to my customers, no, 99% of my customers, yeah, it depends on the product again. But generally, if you're just starting out, you're going to start on something simple, which would be the Amazon platform. And that's why today I'm voting Amazon as the number one way to start your business online. So there you go, guys. Thank you so much for joining me on that episode. I hope you got a little bit about the differences between Amazon and Shopify and e-commerce. And if you're enjoying this type of content, please leave a 5-star review for me on Apple Podcasts and Shopify. I would really, really appreciate it. Leave a comment in the descriptions or in the section below so I know what more you'd like me to talk about in the future. Until then, take care. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.